Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Glad to have you along with us here on Reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed, and I want to get right into our study today. And I'm so appreciative that you have afforded me this opportunity to join you here today. We're going to be talking about how our King is coming here in just a moment, so I hope you will be ready for our study. Open mind, open Bible here in just a second. This is program 199 here of our series, Reading the Word. And if you would like to listen to this again or send it to somebody that you know or love, you can do so online. My website, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. From there, you'll be directed to a menu, and you will have multiple options on what you can click and listen online. I've been going through the archives of the Voice of Truth International publication since 1993, published quarterly four times a year, out of Mississippi. They do wonderful work, and I've been enjoying their archive, and I'm a subscriber as well, so I get it in my mailbox four times a year. And I want to share with you an article simply titled, Our King is Coming. Use that as our thought, our launching pad, if you will. Our King is Coming, written by Bobby Key, who at the time was a longtime gospel preacher living in Miami, Oklahoma. Probably not the Miami you were thinking of, but the Miami there in Oklahoma. Let's talk about Our King is Coming. While our Lord was yet among men, he made a promise that said, I will come again. Now, although many centuries have come and gone, this promise still echoes through the ages, and it brings comfort to the suffering saints. We see Hebrews 9:27-28, for his appointed man wants to die, after this comes the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. Unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. That phrase once in Greek, seven times in the book of Hebrews alone, I just mentioned two of them, literally means once and for all, only time. There are over 300 times in the New Testament scriptures Jesus Christ our Lord makes the promise, I will come again. Yes, dear friends, our King is coming. He's not coming to be crowned and begin his reign. He is rather coming to end his reign and receive his own unto him. I want us to notice five things, five characteristics, if you will, about the coming of the Lord. Number one is that it will be majestic. It will be majestic. All of our passages are from Matthew 25. If you want to flip over there, encourage you to do so. Matthew chapter 25. And as we set the scene, as you're turning there with me, Matthew 24, Jesus is asked two questions. The first one is, what will it be like at the destruction of Jerusalem? And what will it be like when you return? So he spends the first part of Matthew 24 up to verse 34, where he says, verily I say unto you, Peter, Andrew, James, and John, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. There's a dividing line, verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will not pass away. And then he talks about the return of Christ. We see Matthew 24, 35 through the end of chapter 25 is the day you and I need to prepare for. And he gives us three examples of preparation in Matthew 25, the parable of the 10 virgins. We also have a parable of the talents and then a wonderful description of the return of the Lord beginning in verse 31. And that's where our thoughts come from. Let's look at our five things about the King is coming. Number one is that it will be majestic. That's Matthew 25 and verse 31. It will be majestic. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Now, doesn't that just sound like a majestic return of the King to sit down upon his throne? That is Matthew 25, 31. Number one, Christ's return will be majestic. Number two, we need to understand that Christ's return, it will be sudden. The return of Christ will be sudden. Two passages from this chapter, Matthew 25 and verse 13, closing out the foolish virgins. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. You don't know. Nobody knows. Not even the Son, save the Father. And Matthew 24, flip back actually for this one, Matthew 24, 44, right close where we were. Therefore be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He's depicted elsewhere in Scripture. He's going to return as a thief in the night without warning. Number two, it will be sudden. Number three, the return of Christ. It will be the end of preparation. The end of preparation. A couple of passages, Matthew 25 and verse 32. And before him shall be gathered all nations. He shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. That's Matthew 25, 32. Also, Matthew 25, 46. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The word everlasting and the word eternal, the two E words in that passage, are the same Greek word. There is no differentiation in the duration of time between heaven and hell. They are both as long, and they are both never ending. So we see that the return of Christ, number one, will be majestic. Number two, it will be sudden. Number three, it will be the end of preparation. You can't prepare after he returns. Number four, what do we know about our King is coming, the return of Jesus Christ? It will be the beginning of supreme joy for some. It will be the beginning of supreme joy for some. Matthew 25, 34. Then shall the King say unto those on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Keep going. For I was hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, ye visited me. I was in prison, ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous say unto him, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the King shall say and answer unto them, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. That's Matthew 25, 34 through 40. Number four, the coming of the King, or our King is coming. It will be the beginning of supreme joy for some, those who are obedient and faithful to his word. But lastly, number five, it will be the beginning of great sorrow for others. It will be the beginning of great sorrow for others. Pick up our story here, or our chapter, I should say, Matthew 25, 41. Then shall he say unto those on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was a hungered, and you gave me no meat. Thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee and hungered, or a thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer unto them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to the least of these, you did it not to me. And the everlasting, these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. We need to realize from verse 41, you know, heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people, but hell is a prepared place for an unprepared people. Let's take our break. We'll be back here on Reading the Word.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you, Brother Dearman. Thank you, dear friend, for sticking around with us here. We are concluding our look at an article titled, Our King is Coming, written by Bobby Key from the Voice of Truth International. This is our 199th program. If you would like to listen to it again, you can do so anytime online, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. Click on where it says the radio program. We would love for you to listen to it again as you wish. Let's sum up what were our 5 points about our King is coming, all from Matthew 25, one from Matthew 24. Yeah, number one, his coming, it will be majestic. Number two, it will be sudden. Number three, it will be the end of preparation. Number four, it will be the beginning of supreme joy for some. And number five, it will be the beginning of great sorrow for others. Dear friends, our King is coming again. I wanted to close out with something that simply is titled The Tree of Bible Facts, and this is formatted to look like a tree, but great Bible facts for us to know. It says, the Bible has in it 3,566,480 letters, 810,677 words, 1,189 chapters, and 66 books. The longest chapter is the 119th Psalm. The middle and shortest chapter is the 117th Psalm. The middle verse of the Bible is the 8th verse of Psalm 118. The longest name is in the 8th chapter of Isaiah. Verse 1 contains 18 letters, Malah Harah Hashbaz. The word and occurs 46,627 times. The word Lord 1,855 times. The 37th chapter of Isaiah and the 19th chapter of 2 Kings are alike. The longest verse in the Bible is Esther 8:9, and the shortest verse is John 11:35. In Ezra 7:21, all the letters of the English alphabet are present except for the letter J. The finest piece of reading has often been called Acts 26. The name of God is not found in the book of Esther. The Bible contains knowledge, wisdom, the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of the sinner, and the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. It contains light to guide you, food to support you, and comfort to cheer you. God was 2,500 years getting ready to write the Bible, 1,600 years writing it, and has been 2,000 years fulfilling it. The word boy occurs in the Bible 3 times and the word girl 2 times. Christ is the key to the entire book. 40 men were employed in its making. It was written by doctors, farmers, fishers, kings, shepherds, the old, the young, the rich, the poor, the learned, and the unlearned. It is a traveler's map, the pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, and the soldier's sword. Do not neglect your Bible. It is a mine of wealth and health to the soul and a river of pleasure. It is given to you in this life and will be open to you at the judgment, and it is established forever. If you want a crown of rejoicing, when Jesus returns to raise the dead, read your Bible and lead lost souls to Christ. I enjoyed that, and I hope you did as well. That's going to about do it on our program here today. I am very appreciative of the time that you have afforded us. You can listen again online anytime, readingtheword.net, R-E-A-D-I-N-G, readingtheword.net. From there, click on Radio Programs. This is 199, Our King is Coming. You can also write to me, Post Office Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. P.O. Box 292, Woodbury, Tennessee, 37190. Let me know how I can help you. Never a charge. Never ask you for money. This is simply a gift to you. We look forward to studying again the next time in this capacity, if the good Lord wills, for what will be our 200th installment of this program. And I'm appreciative of the time you have afforded us today. And I hope I have said something that has uplifted you, informed you, encouraged you, and ultimately made you want to read God's Word just a little more. May the good Lord bless you and may He keep you. Please continue to pray and thank you for listening.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.